You're listening to SBS News.
Simone Chong is a director at one of the world's leading financial service companies, Deloitte Australia. It took her 12 years to get to this point, but she wants other women to know they can sit in the boardroom too.
There's a lot of promising signs out there. We've talked about already board diversity in ASX 200 companies. There's also a lot of work being done in the sector around paid parental leave.
Despite a tough 2020, the economic progress of Australian women is trending in the right direction. According to the Financy Women's Index, which tracks how women compare with men in terms of financial equality, women finished 2019 1.3 points higher than the year before. That was despite a tough December quarter where women experienced a slower economic recovery than men due to the pandemic. But there's still a long way to go. A report by Financy has found that at the present rate, it will take 101 years to reach economic parity. Shivani Gopal, who founded Remarkable Women, is working to accelerate that timeline. She runs a women's leadership and mentor program that helps women gain the skills they need to achieve their career goals.
Getting to equality in 101 years is simply not good enough. And frankly, there is an easier way, which is why we are working on an Equality 2050 program. So we work with schools so that we can work with children who are the leaders of tomorrow. And if we invest in them, if we invest in their leadership skills and unbunking gendered bias, we can genuinely get to equality in 30 years from now, in less than 30 years from now.
But Deloitte's Simone Chong says the Financy report also found that in order to address the gender pay gap, some occupations need to be revalued.
Women still tend to self-select into areas that have lower expected income in the future. Is there something around valuing those industries more that are traditionally female-dominated?
While some businesses are working to improve, it will still be some time until the boardroom balance becomes equal. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.